from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. It's like my push notifications know what time it is. I just got a push notification that the U.S. women's soccer team began their Olympics with a victory, 3-0 over Zambia. There and I did go. Not want to start today's 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Olympic soccer, but it was a literal push notification that I just got. So will you accept my apologies, Solana?
Jimmy and I are watching, or we're watching, that game in the studio.
All right. So you know that I wasn't specifically waiting to 5 o'clock. That is a match that apparently just ended, I'm guessing.
It did, yes, just moments ago.
Okay. I'm watching rugby right now on USA Network, New Zealand versus RZA.
Lizzo. She got them all.
You can play goalie. Tell you that. All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Headlines with our own Alejandro Solana. Disgusted with us already.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. So in case you're just getting into your car today, Tua Tagovailoa was at practice today, but he did not participate in anything. He was on the sidelines today rocking a headset, and that's about it. No practice for Tua.
All right.
That's good. Be there, but try to get what you want, but be a good soldier. I think he's going about this the right way.
Well, we'll find out.
A lot of guys didn't practice today. I guess you could chalk it up to veteran rest days, Crowder. I mean, day two, a bit bizarre, but Jordan Poyer, Jonnu Smith, Kendall Fuller, and Calais Campbell, all of them did not practice today. Among all the other guys like Odell Beckham and Bradley Chubb, who are on the pup list. Can you have a veteran rest day on day two of training camp? Is that normal?
I'm going to get a veteran rest day. I'll get the young guys. Like, you want the young guys to get some work, guys that don't know your offense, don't know the defense. Well, defense is new with Anthony Weaver, so, yeah. But Javon got hurt yesterday. We know Chubb's going to be out. You know Phillip's going to be out. So a lot of guys are already injured.
But this is why I want them to give the contract to Tua. Like, let's get our timing down. Let's get the routes right. You know, it's like there's so limited practice nowadays. Let's all be on the same page.
Yeah.
We're like 16 days away, I think, from the Dolphins preseason opener against the Atlanta Falcons. It's August 9th, which is a Friday at 7 p.m. So they have 16, I guess 17 days, something like that.
You off early that day? You're doing a Dolphins Uncensored this year?
Yeah, we'll be doing it. Well, I guess technically I don't know if I'm doing it, but we will be doing it.
You got 16 days to figure it out,
17 days, yeah. I'm in a holding pattern myself.
The 5 o'clock hour wasn't your audition yesterday.
You're going to show up to the studio and just not talk?
That's pretty much it from Dolphins camp. Ogbo's wearing the orange jersey today. The reporter said he had another good practice. Javon Holland was back at practice today. He spoke after as well. So those are your Dolphins.
I saw a picture of him. He looked thin to me. Like fit.
That's good. When you get old, yeah. The saying is you get old, you got to get thin. Because old and fat don't run it.
Well, he's not old, he's not though. Old. He's in it. What's going in? It's third season?
Or fourth? Third or fourth season?
Hey, got to trim up.
Well, that's it. Somewhat uneventful day from day two of Dolphins training camp.
There was some big heat news today, though.
Massive heat news today. James Posey has joined the Phoenix
Suns. That's exactly what I was talking about.
According to the Poge report that we got earlier, James Posey has joined the Phoenix Suns coaching staff. The Heat also, they waived Zion Pullen. He was on a two-way deal. And they have signed Josh Christopher, who was one of their summer league standouts, to a two-way contract. So Keshawn Johnson, Drew Smith, and Josh Christopher are currently the Heat's three two-way players. Cole Swider and Alondis Williams, who were both two-way players last year, remain free agents. And we're all kind of operating under the assumption that the Heat will not sign a player to their 15th final roster spot in order to remain beneath the second apron. So as it stands right now, this is the Heat roster you're getting for day one.
Run it back.
Or just throw that out there.
I don't want to
say. Just depends how you know. Our take on running it back is just throwing this roster out there.
Y'all got it. Get him, Jimmy.
Got it.
Different Jimmy.
Oh, sorry.
They got their 15th player now.
Are you guys going to watch the Olympics opening ceremony tomorrow? I believe it's tomorrow.
Yes. I asked my wife. She was very excited. She goes, oh, the opening ceremony. And it's going to take place during the day. There's a time change. But then they're going to re-air it at night. And usually on Friday nights, we either go to Meisner Park. They do summer concert series on Friday nights. There's a Jimmy Buffett tribute band tomorrow night at Meisner. Or sometimes we go to that, and then I watch OP Live for 3 hours on Reels. This is what I do Friday and Saturday night. I watch OP Live for 3 hours every night. And I said to her, are we going to watch OP Live tomorrow, or are we watching the opening ceremonies? And she said, the opening ceremonies. And that's how I knew it was very important.
3 hours of OP Live.
Friday and Saturday. You will not catch me out after 9 p.m. because it starts at 9. They do re-air it at midnight, the rare occasion that we're out. But I will not miss any of my 3 hours of OP Live, Fridays or Saturdays.
Action-packed.
How long can you watch that, though? Isn't it just the same stuff?
3 hours on Friday, 3 hours on Saturday.
No, I got you. But isn't it just the same stuff? It's the same stuff over and over again, isn't it?
It's Red Zone. It's like saying Red Zone Channel is the same thing every Sunday. Yeah, it is. They follow eight police departments every Friday and Saturday night live. So there's different things happening every Friday and Saturday night.
What call do you hear on the radio where you know something good's going to happen?
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, there's certain calls that I enjoy. Anytime they're on their way to a Circle K, my wife and I perk up because that's always fun. The Circle K's, that brings out the worst in people. Anytime they end up at a movie theater on a Friday or Saturday night, it's a bunch of teens fighting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four Dolphins players have been named to the NFL's top 100 list. They're releasing,
I guess,
10 at a time. So they've only released through number 60.
Oh. So
it's actually five Dolphins players because one was added today. Five Dolphins players.
When they get closer then because you still have 40 more to go.
Yeah.
Top 60. Tyreek, Jalen.
Well, I mean, they're.
Well, I think it's going backwards. It's going backwards. So I don't even think we've gotten to them yet. Yeah. That's why I say I'll guess another time. Man. Now we're. What are we doing here?
First Dolphins player was Tron Armstead, number 67. Jordan Poyer at number 65. Jalen Waddle at number 63. Bradley Chubb at 62. And Raheem Mostert at number 60.
He just piled all the Dolphins in the 60s.
Yeah. Seems like they forgot him. And they're like, all right, just throw them all right in here. Right around the middle.
Mostert should be higher.
Waddle.
Lower.
Waddle, too, right? That's a bit bizarre to me. Top five paid
Waddle
wide receiver.
A lot of time, though. He missed a lot of time last year.
Well, so did Armstead. How did he get on there?
Armstead missed time his whole life.
Plus, Waddle's got the Waddle. He's got one of the best celebrations, if not the best celebration in the NFL. I feel like that should earn him some more pointage in this top 100 list.
Somebody texts in, Opie Live is awesome. It's never the same. Love to watch the car chases. Trailer parks are always entertaining. And the drunk pullovers. Yeah, I'm with that. Oh, you know the moment they get out. They are hammered. And man, people will say anything. And they think it's like a believable excuse. And it's like, you just can't believe it.
It comes up on the timeline every now and again. The drunk black dude, police officer asked him, where do you live? He said, with my parents. He said, where do your parents live? He says, with me. So where's y'all's house? Right next to my neighbors. Where do your neighbors live? Right next to me.
That's great.
Every time it comes, I gotta watch the whole script.
I get such a kick out of it. I'm not even kidding. I'm not exaggerating. They will chase someone for 30 minutes through Richmond, South Carolina. That's a big police department that they follow, Richmond. So they will chase someone for 30 minutes. This person will go the wrong way on the highway. And then inevitably, when they catch him and pull him out of the car, he will look and say, what did I do? Why are you arresting me?
Hey,
jackass. You drove through a grocery store.
Oh, me?
The Marlins, they beat the Orioles two straight. They played them today, final game of the series. They lost. They were down 6-0. They ended up tying it up in the ninth inning with three runs, sent it to extras, but they lost 7-6.
All right.
There was a no-no in Major League Baseball today, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't remember the dude's name, though. Dylan Cease completed just the second no-hitter in Padres history, blanking the Nationals.
You know why I know Dylan Cease? Last season or the season before, Rob Pizzola had told us to take the under on strikeouts for Dylan Cease. He was pitching for the White Sox back then. And so I bet big money on Dylan Cease under for strikeouts because the team he was facing, they don't strike out a lot. I don't know. And he had 9 strikeouts in 3 innings. It was like a major league record.
It's crazy how gambling does that to you. Remember Spencer Dinwiddie killed one of my parlays.
He just went to another team. Yeah.
It was big money, too, and he had to drop like 7, and he couldn't get points. And I have a problem with Spencer Dinwiddie for the rest of our lives.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bot punt!
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Best laid plans today was to talk college football, which we did with Gino. Talk a little Step Brothers and Caddyshack, which we did. But if you told me we'd be talking about a Supreme Court ruling in Ohio about boneless chicken wings are allowed to have bones in them, I wouldn't have believed you. But we really spent an entire hour doing that today.
There is a God.
The twists and turns of this program.
They threw it right in our lap.
Tomorrow are the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. Exciting day. Let's talk trucks before we get out of here. Palmetto Ford of Miami, family owned and operated since 1966. Palmetto Ford, whatever you're looking for, Explorer, Edge, F-150, F-250, F-750, they got it. Whatever truck you need, they got it. Pickup trucks, landscape dump trucks, cargo vans, box trucks. If it exists, they got it. And they got it in stock on the lot and ready for delivery. Doesn't matter if you're looking for two vans or 45 vans, they got it. It's no wonder Palmetto Ford is constantly acquiring more inventory with that nationally recognized buying team they have. Take it from me, cut out the middleman, get it straight from the source. Palmetto Ford, they know trucks, and yeah, they got it. We are just 1 week away from NFL football. Hall of Fame game is 1 week from tonight. Pretty shocking.
I'm going to watch it too.
Here before you know it. And I'm watching a little men's rugby here. Olympic rugby action. All right. Got to wrap things up. The funny things that you'll watch during the Olympics, just because it's the Olympics.
And you can act like I've cheered for the USA rugby team my whole life whenever I watch.
Right.
Yeah. Come on, fella. I don't know your name.
Rape yourself in the flag.
Yep.
Anyway, everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Your voice is a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.